1. The Innovators: How a Group of Hackers, Geniuses, and Geeks Created the Digital Revolution. By Walter Isaacson. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Innovators: How a Group of Hackers, Geniuses, and Geeks Created the Digital Revolution by Walter Isaacson is an exploration into the history of computing. It tells the story of how computers evolved from mechanical devices to digital machines that changed our lives in ways we could never have imagined. The book begins with a look at Charles Babbage's Difference Engine and Ada Lovelace's work on programming it. From there, it moves through Alan Turing's development of the first computer program and John von Neumann's invention of stored program architecture. It then looks at how William Shockley, Robert Noyce, Gordon Moore, and Andrew Grove created Silicon Valley as well as their contributions to semiconductor technology. Finally, it examines Steve Jobs' vision for personal computing with Apple's Macintosh computer. The book also covers other innovators such as Bill Gates, who developed Microsoft Windows, Tim Berners-Lee, who invented the World Wide Web, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, who founded Google, Mark Zuckerberg, who created Facebook, Jeff Bezos, who started Amazon, Linus Torvalds, whose Linux operating system revolutionized open-source software development, Vint Cerf and Bob Kahn, whose TCP/IP protocols enabled global networking, Mark Andreessen, whose Mosaic browser made surfing easy for everyone, Ray Tomlinson, whose email protocol connected people around the world electronically. Isaacson also discusses some lesser-known but equally important figures such as Douglas Engelbart, the inventor of hypertext, J.C.R. Licklider, who envisioned an intergalactic network, Paul Barron, who proposed packet-switching networks, Ted Nelson, who coined terms like hypertext and hypermedia, Richard Stallman, founder of Free Software Movement, Ken Thompson and Dennis Ritchie, creators Unix operating system. In addition to exploring these individuals' stories in depth, Isaacson provides insight into their motivations behind creating these revolutionary technologies, from wanting to make money or gain fame to simply wanting to solve problems or improve society, as well as what drove them forward despite obstacles they faced along the way. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The invention of the transistor. The invention of the transistor in 1947 revolutionized the world of electronics, allowing for the development of smaller, faster, and more reliable computers. Main idea number 2. The birth of the computer. In the 1950s, a group of engineers and scientists developed the first computers, which were large, expensive, and difficult to use. Main idea number 3. The development of the Internet. In the 1960s, the development of the ARPANET, the precursor to the modern Internet, allowed for the sharing of information and resources between computers. Main idea number 4. The creation of the personal computer. In the 1970s, the development of the personal computer allowed for the widespread use of computers in homes and businesses. Main idea number 5. The development of the graphical user interface. In the 1980s, the development of the graphical user interface allowed for the use of computers to be more intuitive and user-friendly. Main idea number 6. The development of the World Wide Web. In the 1990s, the development of the World Wide Web allowed for the sharing of information and resources on a global scale. Main idea number 7. The emergence of open-source software. In the 2000s, the emergence of open-source software allowed for the development of software that was free and accessible to everyone. Main idea number 8. The development of social media. In the 2010s, the development of social media allowed for the sharing of information and resources on a personal level. Main idea number 9. The role of Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was a key figure in the development of the personal computer and the graphical user interface, and his influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. Main idea number 10. The role of Bill Gates. Bill Gates was a key figure in the development of the personal computer and the software industry, and his influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. Main idea number 11. The role of Steve Wozniak. Steve Wozniak was a key figure in the development of the personal computer, and his influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. Main idea number 12. The role of Linus Torvalds. Linus Torvalds was a key figure in the development of open source software, and his influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. Main idea number 13. The role of Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg was a key figure in the development of social media, and his influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. Main idea number 14. The role of Tim Berners-Lee. Tim Berners-Lee was a key figure in the development of the World Wide Web, and his influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. Main idea number 15. The role of Alan Turing. Alan Turing was a key figure in the development of the modern computer, and his influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. Main idea number 16. The role of Douglas Engelbart. Douglas Engelbart was a key figure in the development of the graphical user interface, and his influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. Main idea number 17. The role of Robert Noyce. Robert Noyce was a key figure in the development of the transistor, and his influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. Main idea number 18. The role of Grace Hopper. Grace Hopper was a key figure in the development of computer programming languages, and her influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. Main idea number 19. The role of Larry Page and Sergey Brin. Larry Page and Sergey Brin were key figures in the development of the search engine, and their influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. Main idea number 20. The role of Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos was a key figure in the development of e-commerce, and his influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The invention of the transistor in 1947 was a major breakthrough for electronics. It allowed engineers to create smaller, faster, and more reliable computers than ever before. The transistor replaced bulky vacuum tubes that had been used in early computers and radios, making them much more efficient. Transistors also enabled the development of integrated circuits, which further increased computing power. Transistors are now found in almost every electronic device, from cell phones to televisions to cars. They have made it possible for us to communicate with each other quickly and easily across vast distances. Without transistors, many of our modern conveniences would not exist today. The invention of the transistor has changed the world as we know it by allowing us access to information at lightning speed and enabling us to connect with people around the globe instantly. Its impact on technology is undeniable. Without this revolutionary invention, our lives would be drastically different. Main idea number 2. The birth of the computer was a monumental moment in history. It marked the beginning of an era where technology would become increasingly intertwined with our lives, and it all started with a group of engineers and scientists who developed the first computers in the 1950s. These early computers were large, expensive, and difficult to use compared to today's standards. Despite their limitations, they laid down the foundation for future generations of computing devices. These pioneering innovators had to overcome numerous obstacles while developing these machines. They had to figure out how to make them smaller and more efficient so that they could be used by everyday people. They also needed to create programming languages that allowed users to interact with them easily. Finally, they had to develop ways for these computers to communicate with each other over networks. The development of these early computers paved the way for modern-day computing devices such as laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even smartwatches. We owe much of our current technological capabilities thanks in part to this small group of engineers and scientists from decades ago. Main idea number 3. The development of the ARPANET was a major milestone in the history of computing. It allowed for computers to communicate with each other over long distances, and it enabled researchers to share data and resources quickly and easily. This new technology opened up a world of possibilities, as it made possible the sharing of information between different universities, research centers, and government agencies. The ARPANET also provided an early platform for email communication. In addition to providing a platform for communication between computers, the ARPANET also laid down some important foundations that would eventually lead to the development of today's internet. For example, it introduced packet switching technology, which allowed data packets to be sent from one computer to another without having to go through any central server or hub. This meant that networks could be connected together more efficiently than ever before. The development of TCP/IP protocols in 1973 further improved upon this system by allowing multiple networks around the world to connect together into what is now known as the Internet. By connecting these disparate networks together into one global network, users were able to access information from anywhere on Earth at unprecedented speeds. Today's Internet has come a long way since its humble beginnings in 1969, when only 4 nodes were connected on the first version of ARPANET. Nowadays, there are billions of devices connected across hundreds of thousands of networks all around the globe, making it one of humanity's greatest achievements. Main idea number 4. The creation of the personal computer was a revolutionary development in the 1970s. It allowed for computers to be used by individuals and businesses on a much larger scale than ever before. The invention of the microprocessor, which enabled computers to become smaller and more powerful, was an important factor in this development. Additionally, advances in software technology made it possible for users to interact with their machines through graphical user interfaces, GUIs. This allowed people to use computers without having any prior knowledge or experience. The introduction of personal computing also had far-reaching implications beyond just making computers accessible to everyone. It opened up new possibilities for communication, collaboration, creativity, and productivity that were previously unimaginable. For example, email became widely available, as did word processing programs like Microsoft Word, which revolutionized how documents were created and shared. In addition, the Internet began its rise during this period as well, due largely in part to the widespread availability of personal computers. This gave people access not only to information but also resources such as online shopping sites that would eventually change how we do business forever. Main idea number 5. The development of the graphical user interface, GUI, was a major breakthrough in computing. It allowed users to interact with computers through visual elements such as icons, menus, and windows instead of typing commands into a text-based terminal. This made it much easier for people to use computers without having to learn complex programming languages or memorize arcane command lines. The GUI revolutionized the way people interacted with computers and opened up new possibilities for software developers. Instead of writing code that had to be interpreted by the computer, they could now create programs that were more intuitive and visually appealing. The GUI also enabled users to multitask more easily by allowing them to open multiple windows at once and switch between them quickly. Today, GUIs are ubiquitous on desktop computers, laptops, tablets, smartphones, and other devices. They have become so commonplace that many people take them for granted, but their development was an important milestone in the history of computing. Main idea number 6. The development of the World Wide Web in the 1990s was a revolutionary step forward for humanity. It allowed people to access and share information on a global scale, connecting them with each other and with resources from around the world. This new technology enabled businesses to expand their reach, allowing them to communicate more effectively with customers and partners across borders. It also opened up opportunities for individuals to create websites, blogs, and social media accounts that could be accessed by anyone with an internet connection. The World Wide Web has had far-reaching implications beyond just communication. It has changed how we shop, learn, work, play games, watch movies or TV shows online. The list goes on. The web has become an integral part of our lives today as it continues to evolve and develop new features that make life easier for us all. Main idea number 7. Open source software is a type of computer software in which the source code is released under a license that allows users to study, change, and improve it. This type of software was first developed in the late 1990s as an alternative to proprietary software. It has since become increasingly popular due to its low cost and flexibility. The emergence of open source software allowed for greater collaboration between developers from around the world who could work together on projects without having to worry about licensing fees or other restrictions. This led to faster development cycles and more innovative solutions being created at a much lower cost than traditional proprietary models. Open source also enabled individuals with limited resources or technical expertise to create their own applications or modify existing ones. This democratized access to technology, allowing anyone with an internet connection and basic coding skills the ability to develop powerful tools that would have otherwise been out of reach. Today, open source continues to be one of the most important forces driving innovation in technology. From operating systems like Linux and Android, web browsers such as Firefox and Chrome, content management systems like WordPress, programming languages such as Python and Ruby, open source has had a profound impact on how we use computers today. Main idea number 8. The development of social media in the 2010s was a revolutionary step forward for communication and information sharing. It allowed people to connect with each other on a personal level, creating an unprecedented level of intimacy between users. Social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat enabled users to share photos, videos, messages, and more with their friends and family around the world. This new form of communication also opened up opportunities for businesses to reach out to potential customers through targeted advertising campaigns. Social media has had far-reaching implications beyond just connecting individuals. It has become an integral part of our lives, from news outlets using it as a platform for breaking stories to political candidates utilizing it as a tool for campaigning. The ability to quickly spread information across vast networks has made social media an invaluable asset in today's digital age. The development of social media is one example of how technology can be used to bring people together in ways that were previously unimaginable. As we continue into the future, it will be interesting to see what other innovations arise from this powerful medium. Main idea number 9. Steve Jobs was a visionary leader who revolutionized the way we interact with technology. He co-founded Apple Incorporated, and his impact on the personal computer industry is undeniable. His vision for creating user-friendly products that were both aesthetically pleasing and functional changed the landscape of computing forever. Jobs' influence extended beyond computers, however. He also had a hand in developing other digital technologies such as music players, smartphones, tablets, and more. His focus on design and usability helped to make these devices accessible to everyone from tech enthusiasts to everyday consumers. In addition to his technological contributions, Jobs was an inspirational figure who encouraged people to think differently about how they use technology. He believed that technology should be used as a tool for creativity rather than just another means of consumption or entertainment. The legacy of Steve Jobs will continue to live on through the products he created and inspired others to create. His innovative spirit has been instrumental in shaping our modern world into what it is today. Main idea number 10. Bill Gates was a key figure in the development of the personal computer and software industry. He co-founded Microsoft with Paul Allen, which revolutionized computing by creating an operating system that allowed users to interact with computers more easily. His vision for the future of technology led him to create products such as Windows, Office, and Internet Explorer. He also developed programming languages like Visual Basic and C++ that enabled developers to create powerful applications. Gates' influence extended beyond just developing software. He was also instrumental in shaping how people used computers. He pushed for widespread adoption of PCs in homes and businesses, believing they could be used for much more than just word processing or playing games. This helped make computing accessible to everyone, not just those who were technically savvy. Gates' legacy is still felt today, His work has had a lasting impact on how we use technology every day. From smartphones to tablets, from cloud storage solutions to artificial intelligence algorithms, all these innovations owe their existence at least partially due to Bill Gates' pioneering efforts. Main idea number 11. Steve Wozniak was an integral part of the development of the personal computer. He co-founded Apple Computer with Steve Jobs in 1976, and his technical expertise helped to create some of the earliest computers available to consumers. His design for the Apple I and II were revolutionary at the time, as they featured a user-friendly interface that made them accessible to people who had never used a computer before. Wozniak's influence extended beyond just hardware design. He also wrote software programs for early computers such as BASIC and Pascal. This allowed users to write their own programs on these machines, which opened up new possibilities for computing power. In addition, Wozniak was instrumental in developing networking protocols that enabled multiple computers to communicate with each other over phone lines. The impact of Steve Wozniak's work can still be felt today. Without him, it is unlikely that we would have seen such rapid advances in technology over the past few decades. His contributions are an important part of why we now live in a world where almost everyone has access to powerful computing devices. Main idea number 12. Linus Torvalds was a key figure in the development of open-source software, and his influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. He is best known for creating Linux, an operating system that has become one of the most widely used pieces of software in history. His work on Linux helped to make it possible for anyone to access and modify computer code without having to pay expensive licensing fees or adhere to restrictive rules set by large companies. Torvalds' vision for open-source software was revolutionary at the time, as he believed that everyone should have access to technology regardless of their financial means. This idea led him to create a platform where developers could collaborate freely and share ideas with each other without worrying about copyright laws or proprietary restrictions. As a result, many innovative projects were born out of this collaborative environment. In addition, Torvalds also played an important role in popularizing open-source software among users who may not have been familiar with its benefits before. By making it easier for people from all walks of life to use these tools, he helped spread awareness about how powerful they can be when put into practice. Overall, Linus Torvalds had a major impact on the development and adoption of open-source software during the early days of computing. His contributions are still being felt today as more people continue to benefit from his pioneering efforts. Main idea number 13. Mark Zuckerberg was a key figure in the development of social media, and his influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. As one of the co-founders of Facebook, he helped to create an entirely new way for people to connect with each other online. He also developed innovative ways for users to share content and interact with one another on the platform. His vision for a more open and connected world has been instrumental in transforming how we communicate today. Zuckerberg's success as an entrepreneur is due largely to his ability to recognize opportunities that others had not yet seen. He saw potential in connecting people through technology when many were still skeptical about its use. He also understood that by creating a platform where users could easily access information from around the world, it would become easier than ever before for them to stay informed and engaged. In addition, Zuckerberg's leadership style has been credited with helping Facebook grow into one of the most successful companies in history. His focus on innovation and collaboration have enabled him to build strong teams who are able to develop products quickly while maintaining high standards of quality control. The impact Mark Zuckerberg has had on our lives cannot be overstated. He has changed how we communicate, learn, work, shop, play games, the list goes on. By recognizing opportunities early on and having faith in his own ideas despite criticism from others, he created something truly revolutionary. A global network that connects billions of people every day. Main idea number 14. Tim Berners-Lee was a key figure in the development of the World Wide Web. He is credited with inventing the first web browser, which allowed users to access information from around the world. His vision for an open and accessible internet revolutionized how people communicate and share information online. In addition to his technical contributions, he also advocated for net neutrality and open standards that would ensure everyone had equal access to digital resources. Berners-Lee's influence extended beyond just technology. He was a passionate advocate for human rights and freedom of expression on the Internet. He founded the World Wide Web Foundation in 2009, which works to promote universal access to all knowledge by providing free educational materials online. He has also been vocal about protecting user privacy and fighting censorship on the web. Today, Tim Berners-Lee remains one of the most influential figures in modern computing history. His work has helped shape our understanding of what it means to be connected digitally, as well as how we can use technology responsibly and ethically. Main idea number 15. Alan Turing was a British mathematician and computer scientist who is widely considered to be the father of modern computing. He developed the concept of a universal machine, which could solve any problem that can be expressed in logical terms. This idea laid the foundation for modern computers and paved the way for advances in artificial intelligence. Turing's work on codebreaking during World War II also had an immense impact on history. His development of techniques to decipher German codes helped Allied forces gain crucial information about enemy plans and operations, ultimately leading to victory over Nazi Germany. In addition to his contributions to computing, Turing also made significant strides in mathematics and philosophy. He proposed what is now known as the Turing test, which attempts to determine whether or not a computer has achieved human-level intelligence by engaging it in conversation with humans. His work continues to influence research into artificial intelligence today. Main idea number 16. Douglas Engelbart was a pioneering computer scientist who played an integral role in the development of the graphical user interface, GUI. He is credited with inventing the mouse, as well as developing hypertext and other technologies that are now commonplace. His work laid the foundation for modern computing, and his influence can be seen throughout today's digital world. Engelbart first began working on computers in 1951 while at Stanford Research Institute. In 1962, he proposed a project to develop interactive computing systems which would allow users to interact directly with computers using visual displays. This project eventually led to the invention of the mouse, which allowed users to control their computers by pointing and clicking instead of typing commands into a terminal. In 1968, Engelbart gave what has become known as the mother of all demos, where he demonstrated many of his inventions, including Windows, hypertext links, video conferencing, word processing software, and more. This demonstration showed how these technologies could be used together to create powerful new ways for people to interact with information. Engelbart's contributions have had far-reaching implications for both technology and society. His innovations helped usher in an era where people could access vast amounts of information quickly and easily from anywhere in the world. Today we take this capability for granted, but it wouldn't have been possible without Douglas Engelbart's groundbreaking work. Main idea number 17. Robert Noyce was a key figure in the development of the transistor, and his influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. He is credited with inventing the integrated circuit, which allowed for miniaturization of electronic components and made possible modern computing. His work at Fairchild Semiconductor laid the groundwork for Silicon Valley's emergence as a hub of technological innovation. Noyce had an entrepreneurial spirit that drove him to push boundaries and take risks. He believed strongly in collaboration between engineers, scientists, and businesspeople to create new products that could be commercialized quickly. This approach helped spur rapid advances in technology during this period. Noyce also championed open-source software development before it became popular. He encouraged sharing ideas among developers so they could build on each other's work rather than reinventing solutions from scratch every time. This philosophy has been adopted by many tech companies today. In addition to his technical contributions, Noyce was known for his leadership skills and ability to inspire others around him. His charisma enabled him to attract top talent from all over the world who wanted to join forces with him on ambitious projects. Main idea number 18. Grace Hopper was a pioneering computer scientist and United States Navy Rear Admiral. She is credited with popularizing the idea of machine-independent programming languages, which led to the development of COBOL, one of the first high-level programming languages. Her work in developing compilers for early computers helped make them more accessible to users who were not experts in computing. Hopper's influence on computing extended beyond her own research and development efforts. She was an advocate for open-source software and encouraged collaboration between programmers from different backgrounds. She also worked to promote gender equality in technology fields, encouraging young women to pursue careers in science and engineering. In addition to her technical contributions, Hopper was known as a charismatic leader who inspired others through her enthusiasm for innovation. Her legacy lives on today through numerous awards that bear her name, including the Grace Murray Hopper Award given annually by the Association for Computing Machinery, ACM. Main idea number 19. Larry Page and Sergey Brin were two of the most influential figures in the development of the search engine. They met at Stanford University in 1995, where they began working on a research project that would eventually become Google. Their vision was to create an efficient way for people to find information online, and their innovative approach revolutionized how we access data. Page and Brin developed algorithms that allowed users to quickly locate relevant web pages based on keywords or phrases. This technology made it easier than ever before for people to find what they were looking for online, which had a profound impact on how we use the internet today. In addition, their work helped popularize other aspects of digital technology such as social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter. The success of Larry Page and Sergey Brin's search engine has been credited with ushering in a new era of digital innovation. By making it easier for people to access information from all over the world, these two innovators have changed our lives forever. Main idea number 20. Jeff Bezos was a key figure in the development of e-commerce, and his influence was felt throughout the digital revolution. As founder and CEO of Amazon, he pioneered online retailing by creating an efficient platform for customers to purchase goods from anywhere in the world. He also developed innovative technologies such as one-click ordering and same-day delivery that have become industry standards today. His vision for Amazon has been instrumental in transforming it into one of the largest companies in the world. Bezos' success is due not only to his business acumen but also to his willingness to take risks and think outside of traditional boundaries. He has pushed Amazon into new markets such as cloud computing, artificial intelligence, streaming media services, and even grocery stores. By embracing innovation and taking calculated risks, Bezos has helped shape modern commerce. In addition to being a successful entrepreneur, Jeff Bezos is also an advocate for science education and space exploration. Through Blue Origin, his aerospace company, he hopes to make space travel more accessible by developing reusable rockets that can be used multiple times with minimal cost or environmental impact. The role Jeff Bezos played in ushering us into this digital age cannot be overstated. He truly changed how we shop online forever. His legacy will continue long after he leaves this earth through all of the innovations he brought about during his lifetime. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.